Well, it's Monday, so we have our fresh, ink is still wet, Crane's Detroit Business. You can subscribe to it, which is a wise thing to do. You can also follow them online at cranesdetroit.com. And we get to speak with Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. I hope you had a good weekend, Mike.
I did, Paul. I hope you did as well.
Well, I did indeed. Meanwhile, all the folks working at General Motors got the same surprise that many people at a lot of different companies have gotten. Their companies have not decided to let people just stay home. They've decided they want them to come into the office. And this is being met with, I haven't talked to one GM person, so I can't tell you how they're reacting, but at other businesses, some people are not reacting very positively about saying, you got to come into the office every day now. And, of course, not everybody is coming in every day. That some of them are doing a variation of what I'm hearing GM is going to do with their announcement Friday. Something like, 3 days a week, maybe?
Yeah, 3 days a week is what GM's doing. Some other big employers are doing similar. Rocket is doing staggered a couple of days a week. But it was kind of a surprise coming from GM Friday afternoon. Mary Barra, the CEO at GM, very famously, the mandate in the pandemic was work appropriately, which turned out to mean mostly working from home. And I think the assumption was that might continue. It left the Rensen pretty empty. We more than once in the last couple of years, we've gone and taken pictures in the middle of the workday of the Winter Garden with almost nobody in it. Now she's asking for 3 days a week, and that's what appropriately means. It's a big deal for downtown. It brings some workers back. It's also a message to other businesses that, this is what's appropriate now, and I think you're going to see more companies follow.
Well, I can guarantee you.
Ford is very hybrid, mostly remote now, too, for their white-collar workforce. So I think they might be the next domino to fall, but we'll have to see.
Well, I guarantee it. If GM makes an announcement on procedures on Friday, there's a whole bunch of businesses this morning looking at that and saying, well, they did it for a reason. There must be something. What's fascinating about this is it's for a lot of good reasons that all the studies are showing about when people are together, team building, you call it whatever you want. But it's also for the downtown restaurants and retailers that are going to die if people don't start coming back downtown Detroit. And I'm wondering how workers are going to feel about that in the end, that it isn't just about them doing a great job or a better job. It's also about helping other businesses, which is good and should be done, but I'm just wondering how people will react. And
absolutely. You've got a downtown economy there that's struggling, and it needs those people. And GM is a landlord too. It owns this giant office building that has a bunch of retailers and restaurants in it. So it needs to keep those tenants healthy too.
Yeah, I'm surprised when I read in my Crane's Detroit Business, Mike Lee, that as you talk about that Renaissance Center being so empty, that I read in your story that GM is looking for more space.
GM is looking for they're looking at the old AMC headquarters site in Detroit. They're putting together new teams to work on EVs and whatnot, and so they are in fact shopping for space around town.
Quick note that you go from downtown to the outer suburbs. There's a building spree, which if you hear that from anywhere, that's good news given what's going on in our economy. But they are building in the outer suburbs, if you will. But also, before we run out of time, wax poetically about Crane's Detroit homecoming event. How'd that go?
Absolutely. This Monday we published a look back section on Detroit homecoming, which happened a little while ago. One of the big themes was, can Detroit become what's called an innovation hub, an innovation district? Rising in Corktown is the Michigan Central District. Ford is obviously renovating the train station, but also plans to attract other businesses and has created a an independent nonprofit to lure them. District Detroit, Stephen Ross's U of M Innovation Center. They're sort of modeled after Cornell University in New York City on Roosevelt Island in the East River has built an innovation campus there, several billion dollars. And that is the model that that campus has created. Its goal is to create 500 new companies a year. It's not there yet, but it's creating 90, which would be a nice boon for Detroit if we can duplicate the success of that campus. There's a lot going on in Detroit, and it's an interesting time, and our economy's changing, and we're going to have to see what happens.
All right, very good. And about that building, the home building booms in outer ring suburbs. That's a pretty big deal. That's good news sprinkled in with a lot of bad news nationwide on the economy.
Absolutely. If you drive around the outer suburbs, you would be shocked by how much construction is going on. Lyon Township, the southwest corner of Oakland County, always very rural. There are subdivisions sprouting up everywhere, sometimes to the consternation of the locals who say the roads can't handle all the people. But it's the fastest growing township in southeast Michigan right now. Population doubled since 2010. The people are still buying those houses, and you can still get a lot more house in the outer ring than you can in Royal Oak or Birmingham for the same price. So people are still moving out to the boonies.
They sure are. It's interesting, kind of an old blast from the past when you mentioned that there are these tech campuses like the Cornell Tech Campus on Roosevelt Island in New York, a place I'd never heard of until I ended up having to live there for a while in my 5 year.
Roosevelt Island.
I did during my 5 year sentence to New York City. I ended up at 47th Street between 8th and 9th on the 40th floor, which still sounded like at 3 in the morning the fire trucks were driving right through your living room, but that's another story. Anyway, Roosevelt Island, yeah, we'll talk about that one day. Always nice talking with you every Monday, Mike. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Take it easy, Paul.
Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. We start the week off with Cranes because, well, they know how to start the week off right with what's going on, what happened, and what will be happening. All right here on WJR.